We're going to talk tonight about strength. We're going to start with Joel 3:10. Joel, you know, is in the Old Testament. It's a book where it talks about all these things, about prophesying about in the latter days what had happened and how that the Spirit of God will be poured out on all flesh. And in Joel 3:10 it says, "Let the weak say, I am strong." Let the weak say, I am strong. Did you get that? It says, let the weak, not just think, but say. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let's say that. I am strong. Say it again. I am strong. Now, Isaiah 40:29 says, He giveth power to the faint. Have you ever felt like fainting? Well, really, what the word means, and right there in that same chapter of Isaiah, the last verse, a verse that I'm sure you've heard before, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." The word faint means give up. You're not going to give up. So this says, He giveth power to the faint. Those that feel like giving up, God gives power to them. And to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can make that into confession. God increases my strength. Now, to solidify a little bit more, Joel 3:10, it says, "Let the weak say, I am strong." The 8th Psalm says, verse 2, Psalm 8:2, "Out of the mouth," notice what he said, "out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength." Even young children can be strong if they learn to use their mouth. Right. And the same with us as spiritual children. Even a newborn spiritual child, someone that's just been born again, they can begin to be strong if they will learn to use their mouth right. And how has God ordained strength? Out of the mouth. Out of the mouth is where the strength will come. Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." I can't help but think of Fred Price teaching on that and saying, he didn't say, "Try to be strong." He says, "Be strong. Be strong." Didn't say, "Hope you'd be strong." Didn't say, "Maybe you could be strong." He said, "Be strong. Just be it. Be strong. Don't talk about whether you can or not. Just be strong." Say, "Well, I'm trying to be strong." No, didn't say try to be strong. Says, "Be strong." Says, "Be strong." Say, "Well, how can I be strong in the Lord?" How many tonight are in the Lord? You're in the Lord. You're in Christ. If you're born again, well, then you're in union with Him, aren't you? What belongs to Him belongs to you. The resources that He has available to Him are the resources that are available to you. Isn't that right? The angels of God, the authority of the name of Jesus, the written Word, God's love, God's mercy. Whatever Jesus has available to Him, we're joint heirs with Him. And it's out of the mouth that strength will happen. So it says, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might," or "in His mighty power." Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Did you know that He has mighty power? Conybeare's translation says, "In the conquering power." Hallelujah. 20th century says, "In the power which comes from His might." Think how mighty the Lord is. Pretty mighty. How powerful He is. Pretty powerful. Tremendously powerful. 20th century says, find strength in your union with the Lord. Knox's translation says, brethren, draw your strength from the Lord. That's good, isn't it? Draw your strength from the Lord. Draw your strength from the Lord. This is good medicine for you. I'll just go ahead and give it to you. It's so easy for us to not do that and to look to any other situation or source. I'll be specific with you and you'll get it. It's so easy for a wife or a husband to say, well, my wife or my husband, they just don't appreciate me. Or whatever form that can take. And then, so what do? You feel like retaliating in kind. In other words, it would be so easy, the temptation, to get depressed. Well, my wife just don't appreciate me. I do all this work, and all she does is nag, 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 nag. I bring home this money, and all she does is want more. More, more, more. Or the wife. My husband just don't ever appreciate me. I do all this for him. I do all this work. He doesn't even say thank you. Or you could put it like this. Well, my boss or the people where I work, my overseer, they don't appreciate me. I do this extra work. I stay late. I do all this work. I do extra. I do part of the other person's work and make up for them. And I don't get a thing out of it. I don't get any reinforcement. Nobody tells me thank you. That, in fact, they just treat me like I don't do anything good. And so you don't draw any strength. You don't draw any reinforcement. You see, you can draw strength if somebody says, oh, you're doing a great job. I really appreciate you. I really think a lot of you. You're a great person. Does that weaken you or strengthen you? Strengthens you, doesn't it? But what if nobody says that? What if nobody says, you're doing a great job as a wife. Keep it up. Well, you're doing a great job as a husband. What the temptation usually is, well, what's the use? Why even try? They don't appreciate it anyway. Nobody recognizes it. What's the use? Does it's not doing any good. But this says, find strength in your union with the Lord. Draw your strength from the Lord. The Bible says, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. Do it as unto the Lord. The Bible says that we'll receive a reward from Christ for everything that we do. Isn't that something? You see, if we become Christ conscious, then we won't be so worried about, I was real nice to that person, I did good unto them, and they just did real bad to me back, and I'm just going to give up on them. We won't do that if we draw our strength from the Lord. It says, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of His might. In His great power. Well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to be strong in the Lord? Well, the Bible says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength. The Bible says that we're only going to receive from God, or we're only going to have, whether it's from God or whoever, according to what we say. So that's why the Bible instructs us in Joel 3:10, let the weak say, I'm strong. Why? Because it's not God's will that anybody be weak. God didn't create you to be a weakling. God made you to be a winner. God made you to be a conqueror. God made you to be a world overcomer. God made you to be strong. Strong. Not in your own ability. Not in just your natural talents and ability. Not in just your connections or who you know or your degrees or your schooling. But in Him. In your union with Him. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Matthew 11:12 says, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And I have to get violent about this. You say, oh, I tried to be strong. I tried that and it didn't work. Well, God's Word says it will work. Circumstances say it didn't work. The devil says it won't work. The devil says you can't be healed. The devil says you can't ever get your bills paid and rise to a new level of prosperity. Circumstances say it won't work, but the Word says it will. So what are you going to do? Make it work. Make it work. Make it work. Don't accept no for an answer. Make it work. Just say, bless God, this Word says it, and I'm still going to be here. If it takes all eternity, I'm going to be standing on this Word, and it's going to work. Weak Christians will never get anything. Never. Because the devil will talk them out of it. Weak Christians won't get anything. That's why you need to be established in strength. You need to realize that you're strong in the Lord and that you can draw your strength from Him. Well, Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Did you hear that? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's Psalm 27:1. The Lord is the strength of my life. What is the strength of your life? The Lord. That means that you have His strength. The Lord is the strength of your life. Just as the Bible says, the Lord, that He's the health of your countenance, so He's the strength of your life. He's your strength. He is your strength. The Lord is the strength of my life. Then you can say, well, I'm strong. I have God's strength. Say that. The Lord is my strength.
The Lord is my strength.
I have God's strength.
I have the strength of the Lord.
You see, just like the Bible says that Jesus has been made unto us wisdom, well, this says the Lord is our strength. So what are we going to do? We have the choice. We can either walk by feelings or we can walk by what the Word says, faith. When we feel weak, when we feel like we can't do it, we can either believe that or we can either believe the written Word. We have an authority. We have a determining authority in our life. It's either our feelings, it's either what somebody else thinks or says, or it's the Word of God. Something. Something's the final authority in our life, and it should be the written Word of God. Psalm 71:16 says, I will go in the strength of the Lord. That'd be good to say every day. Every day before you go out to face the world. I will go in the strength of the Lord. I will go in God's strength. I'll go today in the strength of God. That's one you could chew on for a while and get some sincere milk out of. Give you, build something on the inside of you. I will go in the strength of the Lord. Psalm 71:16. Habakkuk 3:19 says, the Lord God is my strength. God is my strength. The Bible says, Habakkuk 3:19, the Lord God is my strength. You can say, God is my strength. God Almighty is my strength. How big is my strength? It's as big as God is. How long will my strength last? How far will my strength carry me? Just as far as God will last. Because God is my strength. And then he goes on and he says, He will make my feet like hinds' feet. Hinds' feet. Like a deer's feet. You ever seen them little creatures? They come up to a fence, and it's no problem at all for their feet. They just jump right over. Psh, psh. Just real easy, isn't it? Well, that's what this is saying. It's saying you come up to a difficulty in life with God as your strength. You just jump right over that problem just like it wasn't even there. Hallelujah. Make your feet like hinds' feet. Just jump over the problems. Sure, in the world you're going to have tribulation. Sure, you're going to face problems. What are you going to do about them? You're going to stay strong in the Lord. You're going to keep your spirit strong. You're going to let your mouth do the work for you. I'm going to do one message one time, and I'm going to title it, Put Your Mouth to Work for You. So you can take a vacation. Put your mouth to work for you. If you put your mouth to work for you, you can have strength down on the inside of you. God's strength. God's strength. And then He'll make your feet like a deer's feet. Just jump over the problems of life. Hallelujah. He will make me to walk upon mine high places. Hallelujah. Walk upon mine high places. Well, you see, in the Lord, He only has in mind victory for you. That's all He has in mind, victory. If He had anything else in mind, well, He should have put it in His Word. But He didn't. He didn't. Proverbs 10:29 says, The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. The way of God, God's ways are going to make you strong. Are you listening to me? To the upright, to those that are doing right. God's ways are going to produce a strong life. They're going to produce a solid foundation. In other words, it's just like Jesus was talking about in Matthew 7 about the man that was wise and the man that was foolish. One built his house with the foundation on a rock. The other's foundation, the house was just sitting on the sand. It had no foundation. The way of the Lord is strength. The way of the Lord is strength. Oh, if I go that way, I don't know. You know, if I go God's way and if I put God's Word first, I just don't know. We could really zero this down. Well, if I go to church, you know, I should be doing something else. I should be resting. Trouble is, most people end up doing something else like going to their neighbors and gossiping or watching TV. You know, that's just about true. If we don't put God's Word first, if we don't make a decision to do God's Word, we're going to be doing something else. And usually, we think, well, that sure didn't do me much good, did it? The way of the Lord is strength. Somebody says, well, I just don't know if I can be very strong financially if I give money away. Somebody says, well, I sure don't know whether you can get rich by giving money away. Well, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. It'll make you strong to go God's way. Proverbs 24:5 says, A wise man is strong. A wise man is strong. Well, right there, if you know the New Testament, if you know anything about your union with Christ, well, you should be able to go around without any more evidence than that in the Word of God and about strength and say, I'm strong. Why? Oh, if I ever got wise, I'd be strong. Wait a minute. Who are you talking about? Are you talking about just your mind? Or are you talking about the real you? Say, oh, I'm not a wise person. I've never been too wise. You just should have seen all the mistakes that I've made. You should have seen all the bloopers that I've pulled. I hadn't been very wise. Well, if you draw your strength from your union with the Lord, He's wise. If you draw upon the inner resources, if you let your inner man, inner being dominate, then you have the wisdom of God. According to 1 Corinthians 1:30, Jesus has become your wisdom. He's been made unto you wisdom. Huh? If I built you a house, now that would be a miracle, but if I built you a house and you had the deed to whatever, you wouldn't say, oh, I don't have a house. I wish I had a house so I wouldn't get rain on my head when it rains. You got a house. Well, God made Jesus to be your wisdom. You got wisdom. You got the best quality of wisdom there is. Don't whine and complain. Oh, I just wish I knew what to do. Just wish I had some wisdom. That's what you're saying. I don't know what to do. I don't have any wisdom. That's just as dumb for a new creation person to do as to stand outside their house in the rain and say, oh, I wish I had a house. You got one. You got wisdom. You say, I don't feel like I got wisdom. That decision I made last week sure didn't seem like it. Well, what are you going to do? Give up? That'll separate those that receive from those that don't receive. The quitters are the ones that don't receive. Man is capable of such feats And then when it comes over into the spiritual realm and having to do with the Word of God, it's disgusting how weak-kneed and how give-up-ish mankind is. I mean, you take a Edison trying to figure out a better filament for a light bulb or something, they'll do thousands of experiments, never give up. Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. Thousands of failures. Keep on, keep on, keep on. You take some Christian, pray a couple times, they don't feel anything yet, they're liable to give up. I don't understand it. I really don't. You know that just in the natural, people have a determination. Stick with it. It's amazing what man can do if he just sets his mind to do it. I think a marathon is a pretty long race. Have any of y'all here ever ran a marathon? 26 miles, 300 and how many yards is it? I'm sure you'd know if you ever ran one. You'd be counting every yard probably. And yet thousands of people do it. Thousands of people. I mean, not just a few. Are you following me? Are you believing it? Thousands of people run them and complete them. Why can't we have thousands of people that no matter what the pain, sure there may be some pain. Sure you may be going against opposition. Sure you're not going to be floating down river like any old dead fish can. You're going to be going against the stream of the world. You're going to be going against the devil's forces. But why can't we have thousands of people that'll just stand up and say, I refuse to take any less than what God's Word says is mine. Devil, you just go ahead and do your best. I'm not afraid of you. I'm sticking in here. If it takes me 7,000 times, I'm going to win. Even if it hurts, even if it don't feel good. They'll do that for a marathon, you know. People will. I've often thought about doctors. I knew of one doctor. Of course, the way it sounds, Steve's selling these books and everything. And these doctors may not make as much money as they did before, but you know, basically you think of doctors making a lot of money. But, of course, I could see that giving them a little incentive during the hard times. But I've known the doctors, one I'm thinking about, that, you know, just real poor, going through school and medical school and his wife having to work to support him, just being real poor, eating beans and everything. But why do they do it? Well, you can say, well, they do it for the money, some of them maybe. But there's some of them do it just because they have a desire to help humanity. Why don't we have some Christians? Why don't we have some of those people that believe they're called of God? Why aren't we willing to get in there and fight and struggle and stay with it and just make it work? You know what happens to a person like that? They rise like a meteor. I'm thinking about Fred Price. Thinking about him being so sick he couldn't stand up. Have to crawl around his house saying he's healed. You say, well, why didn't he just go take some medicine? Because he was determined he was going to make his faith work. He wasn't against the medicine. He was just determined, I am going to make this work. Well, I think that's the case. I think that's the case. Anybody that's be determined and determined they're just going to be a strong Christian, they're going to make God's Word work. Not that the sense that we have to make it work with our own power. It's just that if we'll stay on God's Word, it will work. But too often it'd be easy just to get discouraged. Well, I don't know about this. A wise man is strong. Jesus has made unto us wisdom. So you can say, I'm strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. The more knowledge you get of God's Word and God's ways, the more strength you'll have, the stronger you'll be. The more equipped you'll be for whatever comes your way. You'll know how to pray. You'll know how to pray accurately. You'll know what to do. How will that come to you? That'll come to you through the knowledge of God's Word. And then you won't be destroyed for lack of knowledge. To trust in armies is a vain thing, the Bible tells. To trust in horses is a vain thing. That's what it's talking about. Trust in armies is a vain thing. Because there isn't any strength in the natural that's going to be enough, always. But you get the knowledge of God's Word, and that Word will work here. It'll work on Jupiter. If an atomic bomb tries to blow you up, it'll still work. It don't matter if you live close to rocky flats or in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. God's Word will work for you. And the more knowledge of it you have, the stronger you'll get. That's the thing about it. That's the thing about being here tonight. You may think, well, I don't know if I got too much out of that. Obviously, a lot of people think they don't. That's why they stay home and watch Mickey Mouse or whatever's on TV. I don't know. But the truth of the matter is that here a little, there a little, as you build the Word into you, it's going to become valuable to you. And if you just stay with it diligently, and you just feed that in, it'll be there when you need it. Isaiah 30, verse 15, "In returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." In quietness and in confidence, in faith. You're not going to be strong in the Lord just running around in a frenzy all worried. It's going to be in faith. Quietness. Confidence. Confidence in who? Confidence in God, the eternal unchanging one. The one that cannot fail. The one that's never failed in 6,000 years of human history. Never failed. Oh, there were many times when it looked like it was the end. They'd get up there to the edge of the sea, and the Egyptians were behind them, and the sea was in front of them. It looked like doom was inevitable, didn't it? Did he ever fail to come through? No. Do you think after 6,000 years that he's going to change his method of operation? No. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Talking about end times. It says the people that do know their God shall be strong. Daniel 11:32. People that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. God is looking for a generation of people that will not be weak Christians, that will not just kind of float along with the tide and just sort of be in the background. He's looking for some people to be witnesses unto Him and let the world know what He's like, that He's not a weakling, that He's not somebody with a long beard that his batteries are kind of drained out because he's so old. He's strong. He's the Almighty. The people that do know their God. If you know, the more you know God, the stronger you'll be. The more you have the knowledge of God, the stronger you'll be. The people that do know their God, you know His will, you know His nature, you know the way He operates, then you're going to be strong in Him and you're going to do exploits. You're going to lay hands on people and cancers are going to leave. To the world, that's an exploit. To us, it's nothing. Big deal. Cancer, bancer, schmancer. Devil is under my foot, and anything he tries to pull is no match for the mighty name of Jesus. It didn't say the people that met their God. It says the people that know their God. You're going to have to live with Him every day, every minute. Huh? Know Him. Know Him. Know that you know that you know. Know what He's like. Know how He operates. Know His voice. Know how to be led by His Spirit. Know when to pray and know when to shut up. God knows. The Spirit of God knows who will receive and who won't receive. The Spirit of God will guide you. The Bible says the Spirit of truth, When the Spirit of truth has come, He shall guide you. Hallelujah. Spirit of truth has come and He is guiding me. Say that. The Spirit of truth has come and He is guiding me. Say it again. The Spirit of truth has come and He is guiding me. Daniel 11:32, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Exploits. You say, oh, I can't do it. Oh, I can't do it. I'd just be so afraid. What if it didn't work? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Christ is my strength. God is the strength of my life. I'm strong in the Lord. The Lord is my strength. That means you have the same strength God does. Use it. You say, I don't. You have it potentially. You have it potentially. But how are you going to release it? Let the weak say, I am strong. That's what God said. Oh, but I'd be lying, brother, if I said I was strong when I was really weak. No, you'd be acting on God's word. Is He going to tell you to lie? You say, well, I just don't understand that. Well, the more knowledge you get, the more you'll increase strength. It's not lying to say what God told you to say. Oh, people, the world's thinking. The carnal mind, the mind ruled by the senses, the mind that's programmed the world's way is enmity against God. It's an enemy of God's way. It's so diametrically opposed. There's just no meeting of the minds there. It's east is east and west is west, and never the twain shall meet. It's opposite. Oh, so opposite. People going programmed by the world's way, doing their best and doing terrible. In other words, they think they're doing you good. Oh, let's be realistic here, you know. Let's look at this. The doctor says this, you know. The lawyer says that. And you just got to face facts and just go ahead and prepare. You know, get ready. Just get ready and accept this and begin to tell your children now this is the way it's going to be. And get them ready, you know, for this divorce or for this whatever. Just get them used to the fact and, you know, tell them, well, this is the way it is. You're really being, really doing the right thing, really being kind. You may kill people that way too. I've seen it happen. Kill them. Thinking you're doing them a favor. Thinking you're being so nice. And in the natural, you are. And that's what Kenneth Copeland's talking about, you know, baking them a potato salad. There's nothing wrong with a potato salad. But if all you're going to do is just help people the way the world helps them, that isn't enough, friend. We need a group of people that know God, know God's ways, know how to release God's power and bring God's help on the scene. A group of people that are strong and that'll do exploits. Are you listening? That's what God's looking for in this hour. Somebody that'll dare to stand before the world and make the glad confession, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. You say it's impossible. You say there's no solution to this energy crisis. You say there's no answer. Nothing is impossible to me. I can figure it out because my God, who I know, He'll give me the solution because I have His wisdom and He's guiding me. He lives on the inside of this body with me and He's going to give me the answer. Oh, but what would people say? Well, most likely they would laugh at you and make fun of you. They did Jesus, you know. You remember the time when He came up on this dead girl, all the people was having their big weeping and wailing party. He said, step aside, make way. That's what He meant. Step aside, make way, for the maid is not dead, but only sleepeth. Said they laughed Him to scorn. If you don't believe God is patient and kind and not easily provoked, you just look at that. Jesus, God incarnate, stood there and took that from humanity. Laughed him to scorn, made fun of him. He was the one that's right and he knew it. They was the dummies that were wrong. They laughed him to scorn. They made fun of him. They mocked him. They jeered at him. They laughed him to scorn. What that saying, laughed him to scorn, that means they just really overdid it. They just went so far that they just overdid it. Sure, it would have been embarrassing if you were there. Even if you wasn't for Jesus, it would have been embarrassing. They put him down so much. But you know, they quit laughing when the girl walked out. They quit laughing. Joshua 14, old Joshua, he was strong. He said, I am as strong, Joshua 14, 11, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. Hallelujah. 40 years ago, big deal. It was 40 years, you know. He wasn't a youngster of 40, he was 80 now. What did he say? You see, that's why he got to go in the promised land. That's why he got the mountain. Because he knew that strength was determined by the mouth. Not by the number of years. Not by the size of the muscles. The circumference of the biceps. But by the mouth. The mouth. He said, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war, both to go out and to come in, to do everything. He said, whether it's war going out or coming in, I can still do it just as good as I could when I was 40. I'm just as strong a man as I was then. Let me at him. Did it work for him? Yeah, worked for him. But there's a fact there that I'd like for you to think about. He didn't sit back down in Egypt in his rocking chair and have it work for him. He had to go out and fight the battle. You understand? He had to go out there, make contact with the forces that were against him. God said it was his, and he said, I can take it. I'm strong today as I ever was. Give me that mountain. And he got it, but he had to take it. Isn't that right? And that's the way with you. Jesus became poor that you might be rich. But if you want to sit in your rocking chair in Egypt, in the world system, you're not going to possess it. Jesus bare your sicknesses away so you could live a long and healthy life and never have even a cold. But it's not going to just happen, friend. It's war. It's spiritual warfare, and you're going to have to gird yourself with the weapons of the Spirit, and you're going to have to enter into that spiritual warfare, and you're going to have to be ready. Live ready. You're going to have to be strong all the time in the Lord. You know why? Because if you aren't strong, then when the devil makes his rounds, he'll think, hey, maybe I could get him this time. Are you listening? So what the Scripture says, your adversary as a roaring lion goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Well, he's not going to try to devour you if you're strong. But if you're weak, he may think, hey, they might fall for it this time. I might can sneak up on them now, and just maybe I'd have a chance. Got to live strong, friends. Strong. If you don't, you regret it. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of the sense realm, but mighty. Hallelujah. You can say, thank God my weapons are mighty. Oh, the senses tell you the opposite. I've been told that. Oh, it didn't do you any good to use the name of Jesus. You confessed the word. You told the devil to get out. Didn't do any good. Huh? I've been told that. I don't mean my wife either. She had better sense than to do that. I could hit her with a shoe, but I couldn't hit the devil with a shoe. Never had to do it yet. Yeah, I've been told that. Oh, that didn't do any good. And you know, you have to go by faith because you sure don't necessarily feel like it did any good. And you may not see any difference, but you use the name of Jesus and you're just going to have faith in it and believe that the enemy has to bow his knee. You can say this, the weapons of my warfare are mighty. Mighty. I have mighty weapons. The name of Jesus is mighty. The Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, it's mighty. It's mighty. It hurts the devil every time I say it. Every time I speak it, it hurts him. It hurts him. It hurts him. It's mighty. He's weak and my weapons are mighty. I'm strong and the devil's weak. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It doesn't matter what kind of a stronghold the devil has tried to erect, the weapons that we have will pull it down. The weapons that we have available to us are mightier than anything that the devil has. Psalm 29:11 says, "The Lord will give strength unto His people." Hallelujah. He'll give strength unto His people. In Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 19 through 22, it teaches us that we have the same mighty power at work in us as God used to raise Jesus from the dead with. The same mighty power that it took to bring Jesus out of death's dominion and raise Him up to the highest seat in the universe, we have that same power in us. That same power. That don't make it seem hard like God could make our feet to be like deer's feet and jump over a little bitty problem. I mean, that's like a rocket. Like you take a rocket that's buried in an underground cave and it shoots clear up to the sun. How do I know where heaven is? Maybe it's further than the sun. I mean, that's a long ways. Some little problem, oh, it looks like insurmountable wall. I can't see any way over that. Big deal. In the Lord, you're strong. That same power that got Jesus out of hell and clear up to the heights of heaven, it's in you. In you. There's nothing that power won't conquer because it's already conquered everything that's against you. Already. It's proven. It's proven. It's like getting in a race car or a race horse or something. It's proven. It's tested. It's tried. You know it'll win. It's never failed yet. It's always won. Always. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:16, part of a prayer, it says, "Strengthen with might by His Spirit in the inner man." That's how you're going to be strengthened. That's how you're going to be strong in the Lord. It's by being strong in your inner man. In your inner man. The Spirit of God make you strong in your inner man. How will He do it? He'll do it with the Word. Colossians 1:11 says, "Strengthen with all might." Do you get that? All might. All might. You know what that means? All might. That means all power. All power. All. If you had 20 zillion megaton bombs, that still wouldn't be enough to measure that power. There'd be some more power left over. Strengthen with all power, all might. Colossians 1:11, according to His glorious power. It's in accordance with God's power. Now, who can measure that? Can you measure God's power? No. Then the power you have can't be measured either. You say, oh, but it's in there, it's in there, it's in there, it's in there. It's in there. It's in there. It's in there. All the strength you'll ever need. Nehemiah 8:10. "Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Don't be sorry. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Psalm 27:14. "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart." The more you serve the Lord and the more knowledge you get, the more you walk with Him, the stronger you'll get in Him. Things that used to seem insurmountable to you will just be commonplace. Just little problems. Things that you used to just have to stretch your faith, to the limit. You'll just go through those without even giving it much of a thought. You'll grow. You'll develop. As you wait on the Lord and be of good courage, He'll give you more strength. You can go from strength to strength. They go from strength to strength. Psalm 84, 7 says, well, how are you going to do that? As you walk with the Lord. As you walk with the Lord, and as you let His Word dwell in you richly. How are you going to do it? Well, one way the Bible says that the Spirit will help us is 1 Corinthians 14:4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. That means strengthens or builds up. You can build up your inner man by speaking in tongues. Of course, we know the Word is what's going to make us strong. So we can build up our inner man by feeding the Word in. That's how we're going to seek the Lord in His strength. Psalm 105:4 says, seek the Lord in His strength. It's in His Word. And we've got to get it out of there. How are we going to do it? Joel 3:10, let the weak say, I am strong. Not someday I hope to be, but I am strong. Right? The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. By what force are they taking it? The force of faith. Using the force of faith. Not to take it away from God. God's already given it. But to take it away from that usurper, the devil, because he's a thief. He's not the rightful owner. Nothing belongs to him. And he doesn't have any right. He doesn't have any authority. And we shouldn't give him any place. Don't give him any place. He should be so battered and bruised from just being kicked around and not being given any place anywhere. Why? Because we know God. The people that do know their God, Daniel 11:32, they're going to be strong and they're going to do exploits. How? In the name of Jesus and by the power that's in them. Hallelujah. You know the Bible says in Ephesians 3, I'll close with this. It says that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. I've thought about that and studied it and meditated it. And you know, the Spirit of God dwells in us. And I'm sure there's some relation there. But that's not all of it, because I know a lot of Spirit-filled believers. Nothing's working for them. But I'll tell you what, the people that are letting the Word live in them richly, the people that are full of God's Word, I'm telling you, that's the ones that are receiving from God. According to the power that is in you, that's what God's going to do. You say, oh, couldn't God do it? Yes, He could do anything. Why doesn't He? Because we don't have the Word in us. Because the power is going to come through His Word, through our spirits, and it's going to get the job done. You say, you mean I'll have to do it? No, God will do it. You're just a carrier for His power. You can't make the Word have power. The Word already has power. But you've got to believe the Word, receive it in, feed it into your spirit in abundance, and be strong in the Lord and stay strong. And then the power of faith that's issuing forth out of your mouth is going to move mountains and change circumstances. Lives will be changed and the enemy will be put on the run. That's how it works. I'd like to see God do some exploits, wouldn't you? He's going to. We're going to be a group of people that's going to be strong. Stand with me. Close your eyes and let's say that. I'm strong in the Lord.
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 I know God.
I know God.
I'm strong in Him.
I'm strong in Him.
And I shall do exploits.
I shall do exploits.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now just thank God for it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Imagine it. Imagine it. Imagine it. Imagine it. Imagine. Don't think, oh, that can't be. Imagine it. Force your imagination to work for you. Imagine it. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. See yourself laying hands on the sick and see him recover. Hallelujah. See yourself speaking to the weather and it changing. See yourself speaking to demons and them fleeing. See it happening. See it happening. Praise God.